Jaywick Stands was established by Frank Christopher Stedman, a Londoner who specialised in surveying. Early in 1928, Stedman started purchasing the marshland, several hundreds of acres, with a vision in mind. The vision was not shared by everyone, and he had a lot of opposition. It was with the advent of motoring becoming popular among the London middle classes that an adventurous entrepreneur, Frank Christopher Stedman, arrived on a frosty spring morning in 1929, looking for a location to develop a resort for those burgeoning motorists to buy quite cheaply with their very own place by the sea. Mr. Stedman could see through the bleakness and imagine the summer pleasures that Jaywick and its beaches offered, and so it was with that foresight that he purchased it. As the beach chalet began to sell for as little as £50, Frank built West Road in order to give an easy access to and from Clacton-on-Sea, as well as other features that were intended to entertain the visitors. As the years passed, people gradually began to make their chalets more comfortable and homely, and a few started to live in them for longer and longer periods, even through the winters. This encouraged small businesses such as Dots to become established to service the growing population. Although the resort had taken off as intended, the Second World War and the misfortune of the infamous 1953 floods seemed to initiate a gradual decline in the intended purpose. Jaywick, at its various component parts, grasslands, brookland, the village, and the Tudor, gradually became mainly residential. Despite its various misfortunes, Clacton's little brother to the west prides itself in being close-knit today.